Well, hello and welcome back to this Let's Play of the Chaos version of BK2. My name is Toby. Last time, if you remember, we helped some people escape from jail and we have now gone to the upper floor of the prison. So it is now time to tackle stage 6.
Stage 6.
Where there will be a lot more robots ahead. So, without further ado, let's begin with 6-1.
Select level. Toby W. rose up the stairs and reached the 2 floor. However, there was a shameful robot equipped with a bomb. Besides, there are a lot of people. The guy who has the key seems to continue to hit an iron ball as usual. Toby W., it's been a long life.
Okay, here we go. Now these items that you can hear on the ground, these are big grenades. Now what these are good for is killing big groups of robots very, very quickly. I'm still using the Spirit Sword, and I haven't upgraded my HP to 4,000 yet, but if I can complete stage 6, then after that I will definitely be upping my HP, because as I said in a previous part, from stage 7 onwards, the game's difficulty really takes a huge, huge step up. So, let's go.
List of items. Recover 3 big rice balls.
So, some of these robots are dropping keys. That may...
Object surveillance robot left 65.
Okay, there are still more to take out. Okay, 5 more robots are remaining, so let's go and dispatch those. I think I will demonstrate.
List of items. Surveillance robot left 102. List of
oh dear. I died. I will retry that.
Mysterious prison that rises.
Back in a second. Okay, I've leveled up my sword a little bit more. So, let's give this another go. Sorry about the death earlier. Okay, folks, so this is stage 6-1. All you've got to do is kill the robots and get to the end of the level without dying. And those items are big grenades. So, let's go.
Toby W. Rose up the pallet.
Let's demonstrate a big grenade.
List of recover third. You must first log in music. Big grenade 3. Extra. Surveillance robot left. Recover 11 big rice ball 200. Robot right 125.
Okay, there are 3 robots remaining. So all we have to do is take those out to finish this level.
I want to take a break earlier. New notification. Select stage.
Okay, that is 6-1 done. So now we are moving on to 6-2.
Stage 6. Select 6-2.
The goal here is that robots drop keys and you need to pick them up, because in the next stage you're going to have to do what you did in 5-3, which is unlock loads of prison doors. So the goal here is to kill all the robots and get the keys. Okay, tell a lie. The prison doors are here, so you need to unlock them. I suggest you kill the robot, then unlock the door.
List, recover 9B. You must first pick grenade. List, recover 9B, right.
Okay, there's quite a few doors to unlock here. So, let's start.
Speed, I thank you for saving us. What? I am not suspicious. I am the captain of the Akai Police Headquarters. You could have brought here, but this is a massive crime. The act of capturing so many people, starving and death without giving food is a fine murder sin. We will destroy this building. Toby W, actually I also want to do that. Police Officer B, if that is the case. Let's cooperate. Good. Look at the structure of the building here and it is dense. Cops A, park. Select stage.
Okay, so that was 6-2 done. Now, there is a major change coming up in 6-3, which I will explain momentarily.
Stage. Select 6-3. Policeman A, Captain. I understand the structure of the building. Policeman B, what was going on? Policeman A, yes. It seems there is a security area after this. Toby W, security area. Policeman A, yes. Apparently, it seems that the password is secure. New notification from mail. You, Policeman B, password. Have you had any hints? Policeman A, yes. There was something like a sign written with letters. I wrote down what I've written. Caesar cipher. A type of single substitution type encryption. The key is -3. Toby W, hey. I do not know at all, oh. Police Officer B, will you check it for now? Toby W, yes.
Okay. Okay, that's all the robots taken out here. Okay, the goal of this level is to get into a secure area. Now, there will be a password protected door coming up shortly. Now, when we get to that door, I will explain the changes, because there are some major changes from the normal version to the Chaos version in this level. I will explain that momentarily. So what we want to do is go to the right and go through this door. And there are more robots to kill. So now what we want to do, we want to go through this door here.
Object total mysterious sign right 91, door right 191.
Now, the goal here,
mysterious sign right 91,
is that you need to activate this mysterious sign on the right. What this will do is this will spawn, set off an alarm, and spawn a whole lot of robots. Now, the best advice for this, I would say, is use your big grenade, because it will take most of them out instantly.
168/199.
So, without further ado, let's activate this sign. Now, these robots will drop magical keys, which are needed to activate the second mysterious sign in the next room.
This device, you must put big grenade 25, explodes and hits all enemies in range for large damage.
Okay, let's use this.
List of items. You must put big grenade. List of big grenade.
Okay, all the robots are gone. So that noise you can hear to your right, that is the magical keys which you need to collect in order to proceed.
Magical key left 6.
Except, for some reason, there is a bug here which is preventing the keys from being picked up. So I will have to redo the stage.
Quiet. Settings, close menu. Stage interrupt. Select. Stage, select. Policeman A.
Okay, let's try this again. For some reason, it wouldn't let you pick up the keys there. I'm not sure why, but there was a bug. Okay, that's the keys collected.
67 list, recover 4 big rock.
So now we have to proceed through the next door. and there would be another mysterious sign in that room.
190.
Okay, all those robots are down. So, activate this sign, and that unlocks the door.
Object Metal Elect 97.
Now, there is a new enemy here called a Metal Orla. What this basically is a little robot. But luckily, they are very easy to kill and they die in about one or two hits maximum.
Metal Elect, Potion Elect 140.
Potions are new healing items, which in the normal version healed you to 300 HP. However, in the Chaos version, they heal you up to 500 HP. So they're quite a good healing item. So go and get these potions. So run to the right and go through the door.
154. Octope, door with password right 19.
Now, this is the door with the password.
Items.
Now, I suggest you heal yourself to full HP here. Now, in the original version, the password is robot. However, in the Chaos version, if you type the word robot, an alarm will sound and it will spawn loads of robots. The password in the Chaos version is Patro. However, when you type that password in, you will lose half your HP. So please be aware of that.
Recover two big rocks. Security access password. T-R.
So make sure you heal yourself to full health before you go through the next door.
HP. Toby W. Oh, that one. What was there was a recording disc that allowed a pair of robots to emerge at the center of the robot.
So all you have to do here is take out the generator.
The overview is bigger than it was in Crystal City. Toby W., this is all to break, right? But it seems to be full of robots. Total generator right 0.
So, just take out the generator to finish the level.
Toby W. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, go back to you. I hope the robot will disappear with this. Select stage.
Okay, it's now time for the last part of stage 6, which is the boss level. And this is where you have to help prisoners escape.
Select 664. Toby W. Please listen to everyone. I will escape this building from now. For that, I have guided you to the exit. However, it was discovered by the police investigation that the surviving robots gathered behind the door and are about to kill us. Probably because most of the robots have disappeared, I think that a robust robot will not be there, but we cannot guarantee your safety. I do not want to put out victims. So, I will protect you guys with full power. So please only follow me now. Please. Policeman, Toby W, you invaded our security area that we could not break through and broke down the source of the robot graciously. So it would be right to obey the instructions of this person, and we have no other options or time to look for it. People too, I understand. Instead, you do not have to die. People 6, well, let's get out of such places. People 7, thank you. Person 8, I am sorry that I cannot do anything. People 5, do you also protect my aunt? Toby W, yes, hi. There is no time. Talking is after all is over. Mysterious man, in this stage, special operation is required. After you let each person escape from the exit one by one, you have to annihilate the robot and escape at the end. It is possible to induce more than one person at a time, but you cannot recommend it if you consider the hordes of robots. If conditions are not available, you cannot escape from the exit, so be careful. If you catch a person with the enter key, the caught person will move in conjunction with your action. As soon as you reach the area where the robot is located, you first cherish the life of the person who escapes. Is it okay if the person who guides it dies even if it dies? I will protect you properly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do not think about trying to make people a vertical missile. Even if you make a mistake, you do not think you can bear the attack indefinitely, or you're tougher than yourself.
Okay, so, as the
12, current position 0.
As the mysterious man explained, the goal here is that you have to press enter on each of these prisoners. Then, what you need to do is, when you move, they will move with you. Your goal is to get them to the door.
Door right 50.
The goal is that you need to open the door, which is 50 steps to the right. Then loads of robots will appear. But your main goal to get the prisoners to is the door.
Door right 200.
Right at the end of the level. Once the prisoners escape, you can then go back, kill the robots, and then escape yourself. In the normal version in this part, when you did this, if a prisoner got hit or if you hit a prisoner by mistake, you would get an instant game over and would have to redo the level. However, in the Chaos version, that is not the case. Because in the Chaos version, what happens is that the prisoners will not get killed by either the robots or by you. So,
you know,
get them to the door, and then you can escape yourself. But try, if you can, as you go, to kill the robots, so that then, when you go back, there is only, like, one or two left. So, I'm going to give this a shot and see how it goes. So, press enter. That noise means the prisoners are following you. Okay, be ready, because as soon as you go through the next door, robots are going to spawn. Quite a lot of them as well. And here they come. Walking them to the right. Okay, we've reached the door. So now they will all start going through the door. Heal up.
Potion, you must first. Potion 10, recover 500. Surveillance robot left 44. Surveillance door right 10. Surveillance door left 100.
Okay, there are 5 robots left. Okay, all the robots are dead, so now all you have to do to finish the level is go through the door that you took the people to earlier on.
Toby W, with this, everyone got out. People 1, there is no man of that man. Mysterious man, yes. You did it gently. Toby W, Kamara. Okay, there was a man who survived yet. Mysterious man, yes. That's why I rescued you. All the criticisms of this person were completed. Toby W, really? Mysterious man, oh, of course. Policeman, certainly, the number matches. Toby W, then, I have to do that at the end. Toby W, this building was constructed by some bad organization. The interior was managed by the robot and confined a lot of people. I do not know how many people starved and died in this building. But I cannot keep track of buildings that made me suffer so much. No, you must not mark it. After that, Toby W. Takahashi gathered in a large house and gave a party grandly. Of course, that mysterious man and policeman also participated. New notification from mail. Well, it seems that a mysterious man was a simple inhabitant. Toby W. spent a lot of fun and I was delighted to save lives and save a lot of people. By the time the party was over, however, a minor incident occurred. Even though there was a policeman, it was not something we could never solve. People 6, that rocket launcher-like guy was amazing. Is that no longer usable? Toby W., I have used the whole building to break it, so there is not any more. Besides, because he is a robot, he cannot refill it. People 8, maybe they say to up higher department store. Toby W., oh, department store. New notification. Policeman B, no, I guess there is no powerful guy over there. If there is such a thing, our work is increasing, so. In the first place it seems that ordinary people are not put into the area selling weapons. Oh, yes, I will issue the certificate of the Akai Laboratory later. Toby W., I do not really understand, but thank you. Policeman B, weapons have been sold at the laboratory. Public security is getting worse as a result of buying weapons for the general public. The incident happens to the extent that we cannot collect. Because we are human beings, to be honest, tired. Toby W, Everyone, ha 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 ha. People too, Toby W, People too, because I like you all over, I did not mean to go out with you. Grand Grams. Toby W, is not it nice? Toby W, you are not serious. No, if you are serious, I dislike such a brick. Even if you become a sweetheart, it is impossible for the sky and the ground to overturn. So, I'm sorry, but I will truncate the request. I began to play on the next stage. Item shop on stage 4 can now be used. Item shop on stage 5 can now be used. Item shop on stage 6 is now available.
Okay, there we go. So that is stage 6 completed. So I will now give you a demonstration of what is available in the new shops that we have unlocked.
Stage 4. Select Payer City Department Store. Can I help you? Due to security issues, this store does not sell any weapons. However, we do have a UFO catcher game on the first floor. If you buy one item, we will give you tokens so you can play the game. You have 17 coins and 16 UFO catcher tokens. Shop menu. Rice ball, 1 gold. Big rice ball, 11 gold. Bread, 3 gold. Potion, 15 gold. Go back. UFO catcher.
Okay, so as you heard, this shop just sells healing items. Now, the UFO catcher game is a mini game where you use a crane with the left, control crane with the left, right, up and down arrows and space bar to guide it, and you can use this to catch items. There is a weapon that you can get called the Super UFO once you finish the game, but there is only a 5% chance of getting it. So you will probably have to play the mini game quite a few times in order to get this weapon.
Please come again. Select stage. Stage 5. Select Mystery Man's shop. Yo. Hashinko Mania is my brother. Did you know that? You have 17 coins. Shop menu. Rocket launcher, 200 gold.
Okay, the rocket launcher is a really useful weapon. I would highly recommend it. You have to buy rockets, which are the ammo for the rocket launcher. But the good thing about it is it can hit multiple targets for quite big damage.
Metal cloth gold coins, 220. Super Pachinko, 240 gold.
Okay, the Super Pachinko is a more powerful version of the original, the first Pachinko you got at the beginning of the game. And it still uses Pachinko balls as the ammo, but it does a lot more damage than the regular Pachinko.
Missile Interceptor, 35 gold.
These are what intercept robot missiles, as you saw back in Stage 5.
Rocket, 3 gold.
And the rockets are, as I said just now, the ammo for the rocket launcher.
Pachinko bullets, 1 gold coins.
And they sell pachinko ammo in this shop as well, which is very useful. In the original version, they did not sell pachinko ammo here.
Go back. Mysterious man, oh. Where did you bring the parts of the robot from? Toby W, oh, I just caught it from the robot normally. Mysterious man, I will not let it go. Please sell it to me. Apparently, it seems that it will buy one parts of the robot for 3 gold coins. How many robot parts do you want to sell?
Okay, this is really quite useful. If you get robot parts from killing robots, you can sell them all here, and you can make quite a lot of gold if you get quite a lot. And I tell you now, you will get quite a lot of robots throughout the game.
1. 27, 28.
So, 28 robot parts, and I will sell them all.
Sold 28 robot parts for 84 gold. Come again. Select stage. Stage 5, stage 6. Select. But you are in. Clark, well, could you show me the certificate? Toby W, oh, what did you get from the police? Indeed, I saw it. Here we mainly sell special weapons. In order to maintain security, a certificate issued by Archai Police is required. Currently possessed gold coins are 101 pieces. Shop menu. Mega Whip, 150 gold. Slice Blade, 250 gold. Bronze Knife, 200 gold. Sky Spear, 100 gold.
Okay, this weapon you absolutely must purchase because there are enemies coming up later on which can only be hit with the Sky Spear. So I would highly suggest that you buy this weapon because you will absolutely need it later on in the game.
Iron Plate, 10 gold.
Iron Plates are a shield. So what you can do with these is you can place them and then any enemy attacks that hit it will hit the iron plate. However, they can break, so please be aware of that. And these will be very useful on a later stage in the game.
Go back. Please come again. Select stage.
Okay, so that is the end of this part. I hope you all enjoyed it. Next time, we will start Stage 7. And I will have about 4,000 HP next time. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.